supplemental coverage option worth a look. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. When it comes to proposed changes to the farm safety net, Dr. Carl Zuloff, professor in the Department of Agricultural, Environmental, and Development Economics at The Ohio State University, says one that farmers need to take a look at is the Supplemental Coverage Option, or SCO, a program that is found in both the House and Senate version of the Farm Bill.
I think this is a program that a lot of farmers will want to look at. Now, whether they adopt it or not, that's another question, because that's how does it fit your program, how does it fit your risk management style. There's a whole bunch of things that you have to go through that you just can't make blanket statements, at least not in my opinion. You can make blanket statements. But I think farmers will find this an option that they will want to look at. And what the supplemental coverage option, or what is referred to as SCO, does is it allows you to add on top of your individual crop insurance, county crop insurance, that can take you up to 90% coverage. So let's say I buy 75% individual crop insurance. Revenue protection is the most common insurance bought at the individual level. SCO would be allowing you to buy from 75 to 90% coverage. It would be at the county level. It's not at the farm level, but it would allow you to buy additional coverage beyond what you would do at the individual level. I think in terms of right now, it's obviously appropriate to say we really don't know what the particular programs will be and what the parameters of those programs will be, but it does appear that if the president is any indication, that there will be a shallow loss program in the Farm Bill. And SCO is one of the types of shallow loss programs, and SCO is in both Farm Bill drafts, which therefore increases the likelihood that it will be there. But I think what farmers can do now is start to think, how does a shallow loss program, a county-based program that allows me to buy up insurance at the county level to add to my individual insurance, to start thinking about, is that something I want to look at? Is that something, how does that fit together? I realize the individual parameters matter, and we'll have to wait and see what they are in the bills. But I think you can start to think about, is this a risk management tool that I want to look at?
Zuloff says farms in areas of lower yield variability and larger farms whose yield variability more closely tracks county yield variability will take a close look at SCO. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.